there's a decent chance that the state of Minnesota has tried and failed to give you money. Last December, the Department of Revenue revealed that an estimated 300,000 Minnesotans never filed for their 1997 property tax rebates, leaving more than $50 million unclaimed. Another $50 million is likely to pile up again this year. Now, as the House and Senate tussle over the planned rebate for 1999, both sides say they want to find a better way to do things.
I think there will be better success in people getting their rebates.
Senator Doug Johnson chairs the Senate Tax Committee.
You know, you won't catch everybody, but the Department of Revenue this time, I think, is making an extra special effort to make sure people get their rebates. Checks will be automatically mailed to Minnesotans rather than having to apply for them. And so I'm hoping the percentage of those goes up quite substantially.
Johnson and Senate Democrats are backing a version of Governor Ventura's rebate proposal, which would automatically send checks to everybody who filed for the 1997 rebate. But what if you're one of those 300,000 people who never filed for the 97 rebate? Well, you can still file late. You have until April 15th for that. And even if you miss that deadline, you might still get a check. Senator Johnson has been tinkering with the governor's plan, and he's added new ways for the state to dredge up some record of your existence so it can send you the money.
I suppose every one of us have made a mistake or two in our lifetime, and we've been learning as we go along, and even over the past month, and I think this rebate gets fairer and fairer for Minnesotans as we work through it.
The problem is, as they stretch the plan to include more people, the formula becomes that much more complex. At the moment, the Senate is proposing a 30% rebate of the sales taxes you paid over 2 years, which the state would calculate from your adjusted income, and which it would pay to you using data from your 1997 property tax rebate. That's a sales tax rebate based on income using data from your property tax rebate. Confused? Revenue Commissioner Matt Smith doesn't blame you.
We've heard that comment an awful lot from taxpayers over the last couple of years in dealing with the rebates. Why do you collect it in the first place then? Isn't there a simpler way to give relief? And I agree.
But he says the hard reality is giving the surplus back is not as simple as some politicians would make it out to be.
There's always a trade-off between simplicity and fairness in the tax system. And in order to reach as many people as possible, especially those people that don't have an income tax liability, we have to try to reach into all the records that we have to identify as many people as possible.
But that explanation doesn't fly with conservatives at the state capitol. Dave Strom of the Taxpayers League of Minnesota says the growing bureaucracy of rebates just serves the purposes of big government.
One thing we have learned over the past year or two is that it's very easy for the state to over-collect, and it's also just as easy for the state to under-return. This is a bureaucrat's dream.
So Strom's group is lobbying instead for lower tax rates across the board to prevent surpluses and rebates from happening to begin with. The Ventura administration agrees with this goal, in principle. Revenue Commissioner Smith says he'd love to get rid of all the work associated with the annual rebates. But he doesn't think the state will be able to break the rebate cycle anytime soon, because even though he and Ventura agree that it's time for lower tax rates, they're not likely to go along with the deep cut sought by Dave Strom and the Taxpayers League. Smith says if the state were to cut rates too much, it could run short of money when the economy cools down. And then it would have to go back to taxpayers hat in hand. And as messy and inconvenient as rebates may seem now, they're far preferable to a surprise tax hike. At the Capitol, I'm Martin Costi, Minnesota Public Radio.